This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
That is outrageous.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Our thanks again to Matt Vaskirjan. A little impromptu visit with Ben and Woods on a Friday morning. Always fun to talk to Matty V. This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by The Golf Mart. And it is time for our 3 head-shaking stories, headlines from the day. We call it Don't Do This, and Woods, I'll let you get us started here.
So I told you guys yesterday about that former pro wrestler named Marty Jannetty, who confessed on his Facebook page that he, quote, made a man disappear when he was 13 and threw him in the river, which was it's a dumb thing to put out on your Facebook. Some of us overshare on social media, that's for sure. But if you killed somebody, you may not want to put it on your Facebook. Now, Marty is a little update to this story today, Ben. He said, well, I didn't say I killed him. I said I made him disappear. If you missed it.
He's a magician. David Copperfield.
Marty Copperfield. So the original post of working at Victory Lane's bowling alley, buying weed from a anti-gay slur that worked there. And he put his hands on me. He dragged me around the back of the building. You already know what he was going to do. That was the first time I ever made a man disappear. They never found him. They should have looked in the Chattahoochee River. So the cops came and talked to him. And he says, well, I didn't say I killed him. I said he disappeared. He said he jumped out of a car after the man tried to fondle him. He said the man grabbed him by the hair and shirt, dragged him in the back of the bowling alley, throwing him to the ground. He said, I won't lie, I was scared. Then he said he picked up a brick from the ground and beat the man in the head. I didn't say he deserved to die, but he deserved to get his ass beat. I made up my mind that day nobody would ever hurt me again. Then he says, I threw him in the river and found out a few days later he was missing. So the police again in Georgia will be investigating. And I feel like he may have dug himself into an even deeper hole now that he's told them how he made him disappear and where he made him disappear. And he's essentially saying, yeah, I beat him in the head with a brick and threw him in the river. But we don't know that that's why he disappeared and died. I mean, it could happen to anybody.
He may have,
the man could have crawled out of the river.
Swum out of the river, decided to move to another town, and lived a
peaceful,
prosperous life after that.
Vice president of a bank, maybe. You just never know. But, yeah, I mean, Marty Jannetty really dug himself quite a hole. So there's your update.
Let's see. Story number 2. Marlene Stallings, the head women's basketball coach at Texas Tech, is out after a USA Today investigative report published about the abusive behavior during her 2-year tenure directed at her own players, Woods. And some of these stories are pretty horrifying. I think the one that got the most play was the rule. She would make them wear, the Fitbit, smartwatches that monitor heart rate. And said, if your heart rate isn't over 90% for the entire game, essentially you're benched, you're not going to play.
That's weird.
I mean, that is a high, and doctors saying, you should never have that high of a heart rate the entire time.
That's weird,
most coaches would say, hey, conserve a little energy here.
Yeah, save some.
You got to be going 100% all the time or you're out. Some players said they actually did not take their over-the-counter painkillers because they needed the pain to help keep their heart rate up.
That's wild.
That was just one of the stories coming out of this report. This one was pretty horrific. So there's one player on the team Her last name is Merriweather, Emma Merriweather, 6'5 center. And here's how the story went. On the bus ride home, Merriweather said she had a panic attack, and the driver pulled over to make sure she was okay. Merriweather also had panic attacks in the stairway on her way to workout, she said, fearing her coach's tempers. Merriweather said she was scolded for displaying symptoms of depression, for which she said she was later diagnosed.
Wow.
Merriweather said these feelings were exacerbated after Stallings confiscated her dog, Mikey, who she intended to register as an emotional support pet. Merriweather said Stallings told her a dog was a distraction from basketball, asked a group of boosters if someone wanted the dog. She cried as a woman she'd never met took Mikey away. She just tore him away from me, Merriweather said.
My.
The coach stole the girl's dog.
Oh, my God.
She took her dog. She's out as head coach.
As she should.
Yeah.
As she should.
Yikes.
Be. That is it. Look, I'm all for a stern coach, yeah. You know, and instilling discipline.
Also had, of course, a strength and conditioning coach named Ralph, who's accused of sexually harassing players.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Just clean it up,
One player said he used a therapy technique that involved applying pressure to chests, pubic bones, and groins. Common therapy, I'm sure.
Oh, God. Good Lord, man. I'm glad that she's out of a job. That's horrific stuff. All right, so let's get into it, guys. We all probably saw this going around Twitter yesterday. Oakland Athletics bench coach Ryan Christensen has now apologized for raising an arm during a post-game celebration in what looked like a Nazi salute. He made the gesture while greeting closer Liam Hendricks following the A's 6-4 win over the Texas Rangers. Hendricks immediately pushed the arm down like he's walking by. So it was you can't really do the high fives anymore, right?
Yeah.
So you have to do the elbows.
Yeah.
Well, Christensen did a full-on Sieg Heil, like just arm out, hand straight. Like, we've seen it. We know what it looks like. I'm not saying he did it on purpose, but I'm saying that's exactly what it looked like. Hendricks walks by and goes, hey, and hits the forearm to move the elbow out, right? So now he's there. And then you can see Hendricks kind of say something to him. You see Christensen kind of ha 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 laugh, and then he does it again. Like, oh, what an idiot I am. I was literally doing the Sieg Heil. My initial reaction was not that of outrage. It was, oh, my God, are you a moron? Are you just a moron? Like, I think he thought he was being funny, and he wasn't being funny. He did put out a statement and basically said, I did it. I made a mistake. Ben, is that a mistake? That's the million-dollar question. Like, should he lose his job for that? He says, I made a mistake and will not deny it. Today in the dugout, I greeted players with a gesture that was offensive. In the world today of COVID, I adapted our elbow bump, which we do after wins, to create some distance with the players. My gesture unintentionally resulted in a racist and horrible salute that I do not believe in. But he had just said, I made a mistake, I will not deny it. I greeted players with a gesture that was offensive. So you knew it was offensive, right? Was he doing a bit, trying to be funny,
and it got caught
on camera?
He's guilty of an incredibly poor sense of humor and being very insensitive about it. It doesn't sound like he's the kind of guy who's promoting some sort of, you know, Nazi agenda.
I don't think he's a Nazi.
No, I don't think he's a Nazi.
It's a stupid, stupid thing that he did.
Yeah.
Should he lose his job? I don't know. I'm on the fence, man. I really am. I do feel, though, that suspended, you know, definitely a suspension, some sensitivity training, something.
I'm going to say that I don't necessarily think this one incident should cost him his job, but it would certainly, if I was his employer, make me wonder about his judgment moving
100%.
Forward. And anytime I have an employee whose judgment I question, their job is on a much more tenuous foothold after that.
Yeah,
A's. All right, you know what? We're trusting you to help develop these guys, and if we can't trust your judgment, I don't know that there's a place for you in our organization. So he's going to be on thin ice moving forward if he indeed does still have a job.
I mean, people were mad. They were very, very upset. I mean, and when you look at it, you're like, oh, God, this is so dumb. Why are you doing this? And then to do it again, it was very obvious when he did it again why he did it again. And the only thing that made me think for a split second was that it looked like you could see the light bulb go off, like, oh, I'm an idiot. What was I doing?
Like, first time I didn't realize it, and then someone pointed it out, and the second time. Okay.
And so I did it to kind of reaffirm what I did, like, oh, I look like a moron.
Yeah.
But again, I didn't hear any audio. I don't know what was said, but It's just, God, it's just a dumb, dumb thing to do. Even if you're trying to make a joke, it's just not a funny joke, and it's not the right time to make that joke.
How would you like to win a $500 gift card to Sprouts Farmers Markets from 97.3 The Fan? You can with the Radio.com app contest running now through August 10th. Just download the Radio.com app, follow 97.3 The Fan, hit play for your chance to win a $500 gift card to Sprouts Farmers Markets. Visit 97.3TheFanSD.com for more details. And that is Don't Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Get some streaming television recommendations from Craig Elston. He is the most thorough television critic that we've got out there in San Diego. He's given us so many good tips over the pandemic and all this time that we've spent at home watching TV. So we'll talk to him, maybe mention a little Padres baseball as well. Always like talking Padres with Craig. It's coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.